This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the East Gym as we get set for the start of the second half. Lumberjacks leading 36-29. There are some hockey playoff games going on tonight. Big one over at Marathon Park. Stevens Point and Wausau West scoring off. Last report, that game is scoreless. Central Wisconsin Storm girls hockey team has a 3-0 lead after one period as they take on the Point Rapids combined team down at Greenheck. All right, it will be East basketball to begin the third quarter, and it'll be the starting five out there. Bryce Taylor, Bryce Widmark, Jaden Rutkowski, Tanner Dimka, and Dylan Hamlin. Hamlin has 8 points. Taylor and Widmark have 7 apiece. Dimka with 5 and Rutkowski with 5 here in the first half. Rutkowski will pick up his dribble in the backcourt. Now gives it to Taylor. He's doubled. Back to Rutkowski over the top. Back to Taylor. Dimka left wing over the top to Hamlin on the baseline. Gets rid of it back to Dimka. Skip pass cross court. Rutkowski. Widmark on the baseline. Kicks it back outside. Taylor swings it. Dimka. He's doubled. Rutkowski at the elbow, ball knocked away. Taylor comes away with it. Now to Widmark. They had Hamlin for a moment, couldn't get him the ball. Now it's Rutkowski. They spin it around. Taylor down to Widmark on the baseline. They kick it. Rutkowski, the extra pass to Dimka in the corner, left that short. The rebound grabbed by Taylor. Long sequence, and Lakeland's got to spend a lot of energy chasing the ball around. Taylor's going to launch a long three. That's too hard. No good. Long rebound. Saved by Widmark. No, he couldn't. He stepped out of bounds, and it will be Lakeland basketball. So East with a couple of misses from three-point range to start the third quarter. Lakeland will have the basketball down 7. East Hoops brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Brad Holcomb will get it ahead into the front court to Dan Donovan. Donovan, right wing, Wildcat, or Levi Herrick with it. Now the ball knocked away, stolen by Taylor, out on the break, tried to jam, got fouled from behind. And it will be 2 shots coming for Bryce Taylor. He tried to go up and dunk. I think he lost the handle on the basketball. He did get hit. Taylor has decided he's going to try to dunk. He almost had one earlier and decided to change it to a finger roll over the top of the rim earlier. This time he gets fouled from behind and will shoot 2. First one's on the way, left it short, no good. So a good foul right there as he misses the first free throw. Second one on the way. That one's good. Got 1 of 2, 37-29. Lumberjacks by 8. And East is going to try the trap. Lakeland, very deliberate, finally gets it across the timeline to Jack Melms. Now into the hands of Holcomb. They get it to Bruckner, passes down in the corner to Herrick, back outside. Herrick back right wing, looks for a cutter, not there. Skip pass cross court to Melms. Now Holcomb passes over the top to Donovan. Picks up his dribble now. Dimka late there for the steal. Holcomb's going to drive. Hamlin got in front of him, and he's going to get a blocking foul. He didn't put his hands up or anything, but he got in front with the body. 2 shots coming for Brad Holcomb. That's the first foul on Hamlin, so really nobody in foul trouble for the Lumberjacks. They have committed very few fouls here tonight. First foul shot for Holcomb is up and in. 37-30, Lumberjacks by 7. Country Fresh Meats, one of our great sponsors. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Second foul shot also up and in for Holcomb, 37-31. Taylor and Rutkowski, Rutkowski into the front court. Gives it off to Taylor. Now Widmark at the elbow. Inside quickly to Hamlin. He gets a layup. Nice pass from Bryce Widmark and gets Hamlin a layup. And it's 39-31. Lakeland into the front court. Donovan with it. Gives it back to Holcomb. Holcomb on the dribble. Donovan inside the arc back to Holcomb. He's going to drive this time. Hangs in the air. Throws up a runner off the glass up and in. Holcomb hangs in the air and gets the kiss off the glass. 39-33. Rutkowski near over and back. Now he's going to throw it away out of bounds. Rutkowski forces the turnover, or throws the ball away as he was forced into the turnover. And Lakeland gets it back. Holcomb with it. Rich Fortier is always hopping around, talking, working the officials, exhorting his players. I don't think he's still for one moment of the entire game. Donovan wide open for three out on top. That's a little bit short. The rebound. Two East players kept it alive, and then Lakeland runs it down in the corner. There's a drive-in shot put up and in. That's Bruckner who got that one on a drive to the hoop, and all of a sudden they're clawing their way back. 39-35 East. Widmark to Dimka. Down low to Hamlin. Hamlin puts it up. Yes, and a foul. And once again, good ball movement. Got the ball to Hamlin underneath. He got the layup and drew the foul, and he'll head to the line to try to convert the three-point play here. Good pass that time by Tanner Dimka. 41-35, Lumberjacks, 5:08 to play in the third. Trent Pate's going to get in the game for Jaden Rutkowski. Lumberjacks with a much shorter bench, as you might expect, in this tournament game than they had the other night against West. Everybody got in the fun against the Warriors the other night. Hamlin nails the free throw. He's got 13 points. He didn't do much in the game against Lakeland up there. They took him out of the game. They were fronting and backing him last game. He only had 6 points in that first matchup, but he really put together a nice game against the Warriors the other night, playing well here tonight again. Here's a drive by Lakeland. Shot put up and in. Tough shot. Jack Melms puts it up and in over a couple of defenders. Lucky they didn't get a foul on top of that. 42-37, five-point game. Pate's got it left wing. Down low to Hamlin on the baseline. Feeds Taylor. Passes too hard. Ball is safe from going out of bounds by Widmark, though. Skip pass to Pate. He's going to drive in and he traveled with the basketball. That's just the fourth turnover on the Lumberjacks. Pate shuffled the feet as he decided to drive. And Lakeland will get it back here. Only trailing by five. 42-37. Holcomb into the front court with it for the T-Birds. Gives it off to Donovan. He's staying with that zone. And Lakeland has been able to exploit it. They've found some creases in the zone here tonight. Here's Holcomb. Kicks it left wing. Melms. Skip pass cross court to Donovan. Bounce pass to the elbow to Bruckner. Back to Donovan. Now it's Holcomb. To Melms. Ball knocked out of bounds by Dimka. And Lakeland will keep it. East Hoops brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, a proud supporter of local high school sports. 4:02 to play third quarter. Lumberjacks leading 42-37. T-Birds inbound it. Get it into Holcomb. Now it's Donovan. Taylor and Widmark out on the top of that zone. Pate and Dimka down below. Hamlin's in the middle. Melms left wing. Now the ball kicked again by Dimka out of bounds. And it will be Lakeland basketball once again. Still to come tonight, DC Everest Girls Hoops. They get it to Bruckner, now drives the lane. Good defense that time, and now Lakeland's going to throw it away out of bounds. It will be East basketball. So all that work Lakeland put in, moving the basketball around, that was a long possession, and they got nothing out of it. An empty possession as they throw it away. Eighth turnover of the game on the T-Birds. East will get it in the front court out of bounds as that errant pass went all the way into the front court. East inbounds it, gets it in. Pate's got it now. Over to Taylor, left wing, now to Dimka. Back to Pate. He's going to drive in, kick it left wing. Taylor's open for three. Rainbow in and out, no good. Lakeland with the rebound. 3:26 to play in the third. Here comes Bruckner down the lane. Now kicks it out. Holcomb's going to drive in. That's cut off. Backs up, shoots a three. That's way long. Air ball. Dimka with the rebound. He's back the other way. Tanner Dimka. Picked up his dribble, now needs some help. Down low to Hamlin, gets a layup. The Lakeland defense left Hamlin alone for whatever reason underneath, and Dimka got him the ball. He laid it off the glass up and in. 44-37. Now the ball knocked away by Taylor at center court. Pate comes away with it. Gets it to Widmark underneath, saves it to Dimka. Ball knocked away. Hamlin tried to save it, but it goes out of bounds. Lost opportunity right there by the Lumberjacks as they turn it over for the fifth time. T-Birds are going to bring in three subs. Dennis Wildcat comes in. Joey Jurkovic comes back in. And Tavian Rising Sun Dowd into the game as well. And a timeout's going to be called. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hoops, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Buckhorn!
Tom King back here at the East Gym. An update on that hockey score from Marathon Park. Wausau West leading Stevens Point now 1-0 at the end of the first period. Central Wisconsin Storm continue to lead the Point Rapids squad 3-0. Here it is 44-37 East, 2:53 to play here in the third quarter. It will be Lakeland basketball out of the timeout. East will send out Bryce Taylor, Tanner Dimka, Jaden Rutkowski, Trenton Pate, and Dylan Hamlin. And East will set up the trap once again. They just created a turnover off that trap a little bit ago. Pate went for the steal there, just missed it. Here comes Bruckner, drives in, feeds a man underneath, shot put up, and that's partially blocked by Hamlin, and Pate comes away with the rebound on the miss by Wildcat. East back the other way, Rutkowski down the left wing to Dimka, underneath to Taylor, off the glass, up and in. Tanner Dimka finds the open man. He's got good court vision, and he gets a lot of assists by finding the open man underneath. He did right there. Taylor gets the hoop. 46-37 Lumberjacks. Tavian Dowd, the freshman, in the backcourt, gets it ahead to Bruckner. Now he'll back it out and slow things down. Picked up his dribble, gives it off to Dennis Wildcat. Now it's Dowd out on top. Over to Holcomb. Holcomb thought about taking a long one, decided against it. Gets it back outside. Over to the top to Dowd. Now in the corner, Joey Jurakovich back out on top to Dowd. Nearly traveled with it as the plan he was expecting to pass it to wasn't there. Now he gets it to Bruckner. Bruckner gives it back to Dowd. Minute 45 to play in the third. Lakeland being very deliberate here. They know that this game is in danger of getting out of hand here if they keep coming up with empty possessions. Dowd's going to shoot a three. That's short. Offensive rebound, though, and Hamlin's going to get a foul before the shot. He went up in the air to try to block what he thought was going to be a shot on the offensive putback by Wildcat. And Dylan Hamlin will pick up his second foul. J.P. Lacey's going to give Hamlin a breather for the rest of the third quarter. They don't want him to pick up another quick one here. So Lacey comes in. Lakeland will inbound it. Minute 32 to play in the third. They get it right in to Bruckner on the baseline. Lacey's in front of him. Now the double team comes with Rutkowski. Bruckner on the dribble. Into the lane, kicks it back outside. They swing it. Holcomb's going to launch a three. Left that a little bit short. Lacey pulls away the rebound. Big board right there. Lacey, Pate gets it quickly ahead. Dimka's open for three. Left that short. And Lakeland with the rebound. T-Birds back the other way with a minute 9 to play in the third. That got away with a travel right there. Jurakovich in the corner. Double team. Passes, ball knocked away. Bruckner comes away with it. Boy, they had a man underneath the open, didn't get him the ball. Holcomb drives, throws up a shot, nobody's fouled, and we'll go to the line. J.P. Lacey picks up his first foul, and it will be Holcomb at the line to shoot two here with 55.8 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Lumberjacks are up by 9, and Holcomb misses the first foul shot. Second one coming. That one's up and in. He got one of two. 46-38, East with the basketball. See if they decide to play for one here. 50 seconds. Pate to Rutkowski, now to Taylor. I would imagine if they get an open look, they're going to take it. Pate thought about the drive back to Taylor. He's going to launch a three. Left it short. Lakeland with the rebound. I don't know if that's the shot you want in this situation, but here comes the T-Birds back the other way. Drive by Holcomb, nice move, shot put up, no, rebound grabbed by Lacey and a foul called on Holcomb. Holcomb thought that he was fouled as he went to the hoop. That shot just rolled off, and Lacey grabbed the board and got fouled. First foul on Holcomb. There have not been many fouls on either team here in this game. Both teams was with a three here. We're going to have to work to get to the bonus in this game. 26 seconds remaining in the quarter. Taylor. Now you got to play for one here, don't you? Dimka on the baseline. Kicks it out to Pate. Now outside to Rutkowski. 17 seconds. Backs out the dribble. Gives it to Pate. 12 seconds. Back to Rutkowski. 10 seconds. Back to Pate. He's going to operate down the lane, hangs in the air, feeds. Lacey rolled off, no good. Lakeland with the rebound. They could get a shot away on the other end. Pull up three for Brucker. Off the rim, no good. Wow, that would have been a horrible turn of events right there as East got a good look inside. Lacey's shot rolled off. Bruckner got a three ball up at the buzzer, and it rolled off, no good. After three quarters, Lumberjacks leading 46-38. Back in a moment, you're listening to the East Hoops, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio. Tom came back here at the East Gym. Tavian Rising Sun Dowd missed a three to begin the fourth quarter for Lakeland. East with the rebound, and now they throw it away. Widmark's pass to Rutkowski goes out of bounds. So Lumberjacks have their sixth turnover of the game, and Lakeland gets it back. It's an eight-point lead for East, 46-38 in this tournament. Winner go home game. Winner takes on Merrill Friday night. Holcomb with it. Right wing to Dennis Wildcat. Now Holcomb gets it back. Wildcat. Right wing. Cross-court pass to Dowd. Bruckner at the free throw line. He wants to drive in. Hangs in the air. Shot swatted away by Hamlin. Here comes Rutkowski back the other way. Into the front court. Now he'll slow things down. Bruckner still picking himself up back on the other end. Bullet pass inside. Widmark gets a layup. Widmark with the hoop. And Lakeland back the other way. 10-point game now. 48-38 Lumberjacks. Wildcat. Here comes the double team. And now a foul is going to be called on Bryce Widmark. Non-shooting fouls, so Lakeland will inbound it. East Hoops brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. Jack Melms is going to get into the game for Lakeland. Also in is Levi Herrick. Lumberjack staying with his five. Dimka, Pate, Hamlin, Widmark, and Rutkowski. 6:55 to play in regulation. Lumberjacks up by 10. Holcomb on the dribble. Gives it off to Melms. Now Holcomb gets it back. Now in the corner, Tavian Dowd shoots a three. Missed it. Once again, they didn't block out. And Bruckner came right down the lane, got the offensive board, and laid it up and in. Man, you got to block out. 48-40, eight-point game. Dimka in trouble. Gets rid of it to Rutkowski. Hamlin on the baseline. Kicks it out to Dimka. Now back to Rutkowski. His pass intercepted. This time Bruckner overplayed and got the steal. Rutkowski passed up an open three to try to get it inside. And Bruckner with the steal. He's the best player for Lakeland, no doubt about that. He's hurting East here tonight. Baseline drive. Rutkowski cut that off. Holcomb turns, shoots, left it short. Widmark with the rebound. Lumberjacks by eight with the ball with 6:06 to play. Rutkowski into the front court to Pate. Down low to Hamlin. His pass knocked away and another turnover. Back-to-back empty possessions for the Lumberjacks. Here comes Lakeland back the other way. Holcomb nearly lost the handle on it. Now the double team comes. They're going to get a reach-in foul on Tanner Dimka with 5:51 to play. Can't have empty possessions, and East wants a timeout to talk about that. 5:51 to play in the fourth. 48-40 Lumberjacks back in a moment. You're listening to East Hoops, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. But there's a limit. If the jury finds you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. If you're in an accident, call the law firm of Tlusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
We are Buckmore!
And we're back here at the East Gym, 5:51 to play in regulation. Lumberjacks lead by 8, 48-40. And it will be Lakeland basketball out of the timeout. He sends out Widmark, Pate, Bryce Taylor back in the game. Rutkowski and Dimka, they're going smaller here with both Hamlin and Lacey on the bench. Holcomb looks to get it in and does to Bruckner. Bruckner's going to drive in, kicks it outside. They swing it. Melms thought about the three, now passes into Holcomb. Holcomb's going to drive in the lane, hang in the air, shot put up, no, but a foul is going to be called on Trent Pate. And that will send Holcomb to the line for two. 48-40. Lumberjacks by eight, but Lakeland can cut it down here with a couple of free throws. Those empty possessions let the other team come back from a deficit, and that's what's happening here. Two in a row as he's turned it over as Holcomb hits the first foul shot. 48-41. Second one on the way. He's up and in. He got them both. East needs a basket here to stem this right now. Rutkowski to Taylor. Double team, gets rid of it to Rutkowski. He's going to penetrate. Inside, Widmark's open, and he gets a layup. That's what they needed. Rutkowski penetrated a bit. The defense came to him. Widmark wide open, and they got him the basketball for an easy layup. Here's the half-court trap. Lakeland still has it in the backcourt. Now Holcomb brings it ahead. Bullet pass inside, knocked away by Pate. It's loose, goes out of bounds. Last touched by Lakeland, and East will have it. Quick hands of Trent Pate, knocked it away. 10th turnover on the Thunderbirds. And East will get it back. Boy, that's what they needed out of the timeout. A stop, a hoop, and another stop. They lead it by eight with the ball. Pate in the front court now. Back to Rutkowski. He's going to penetrate again. Inside again to Widmark. Makes a nice move. Reverse up and in. Bryce Widmark with 6 points here in the fourth quarter. And the guards are getting him the basketball underneath. 52-42, back to a 10-point advantage. Lakeland with it. Holcomb drives. Throws up a shot. No. Yes. Off the glass, up and in. Didn't think that one was going, but it did. Holcomb gets the hoop. 52-44. Lakeland stems the bleeding a bit. Taylor, right wing. He wants to drive. Inside to Widmark again, and another layup on the baseline. Widmark with 8 points, but credit the guards with drawing the defense in, and Widmark's wide open. Don't have an answer for him right now. Melms too shoots at three. That's no good. Once again, an offensive rebound. No, but it will be Levi Herrick going to the line for two free throws. And once again, East did not box out on the glass. And Lakeland pulls away an offensive board. And they earn two foul shots here. 4:25 to play in the fourth. Lumberjacks by 10. Lakeland at the line. Levi Herrick. He is 0-for-3 from the foul line tonight. And this one's off as well. He has missed all four of his foul shots. He'll get another one here. .425 to play. 54-44 second foul shot coming for Levi Herrick. On the way, and it's up and in. He got one of two here. And it's 54-45. Lumberjacks bring it ahead. Trent Pate on the dribble. Gives it back to Taylor. Now Pate gets it back in the front court. Penetrates. Kicks it to Dimka. Now it's Taylor. Lumberjacks can afford to be a little patient here. Work for a good shot. Taylor's going to penetrate. Kick it outside to Rutkowski. He's going to launch the three. Thought about it and then hit it. Jaden Rutkowski knocks down the three-pointer. 57-45 as we go under 4 minutes to play. East can start sensing it now. Here comes the double team near half court. Melms with it. Here's Donovan open for three, left wing, and he hit it. Boy, did Lakeland need that. Dan Donovan knocks down a three-pointer. 57-48. Not over yet. Rutkowski nearly threw it away. Dimka's pass is thrown away. East turns it over. Here come the T-Birds back the other way. Bruckner down the lane, throws up a little scoop shot. That's no good. Missed everything. There's another feed, and Holcomb gets a layup. Somehow he got through the traffic there and laid it up and in. And here comes Lakeland back again. It's a seven-point game. Dimka, front court to Rutkowski. Back to Dimka. Pate, right wing, back out on top. Dimka, now back to Pate. Here comes the double team. He gets rid of it. Dimka with it to Rutkowski. Taylor, left wing. inside to Pate in the lane, hangs in the air, feeds Widmark, missed the shot. He didn't have a full handle on it, and he missed the shot. Lakeland with the rebound. Here they come. 2:54 to play. This game is not over yet by any stretch of the imagination. Holcomb with it. Now it's Melms. Holcomb gets it back to Donovan. He just knocked down a three for Lakeland a moment ago. He's staying in the zone. Holcomb, a long three. In and out, no good. The rebound, oh, it goes out of bounds. Both Widmark and Dinka were there, and both of them grabbed it, and it went out of bounds. Paul Dinka, furious, calls a timeout, and we'll keep it right here and remind you that East Basketball is brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. And by Marshfield Clinic, if you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Holcomb took a long three-pointer that rimmed out. Both Dimka and Widmark had rebound position. They both went for it, and it went off their hands out of bounds. And it is Lakeland basketball. East leading by seven, but they were up by 12 a moment ago. All of a sudden, that lead is dissipating. See if they can get a stop here. The winner moves on. The loser goes home in this one. Lakeland fighting for their playoff lives here. Holcomb looks to get it in. Still looking. Now he finally does. Donovan shot blocked from behind. Gets his own rebound. Goes up again. He's fouled and will go to the line. They barely got that pass in. They did to Donovan. He missed the shot. Widmark blocked it from behind. Got his own rebound, though, and went up again and got fouled. They called the foul on who? There were a number of players there. Foul was called on Bryce Taylor. That's his first. And the first foul shot for Donovan is up and in. 57-51, six-point game. 2:33 to play. Second foul shot on the way. That's going to be way short. The rebound is grabbed by Widmark. Big miss right there. Here comes Taylor back the other way into the front court. Here comes the double team. He avoids it now. A hand check foul is going to be called on Donovan. Still nowhere near the bonus. It's only the fourth team foul on Lakeland here. Lakeland will be in the bonus for every foul from now on. Pate with it. Double team. Gets rid of it to Rutkowski. Now it's Taylor, right wing. Back out on top. Rutkowski. East needs to be patient here. Don't force anything. Taylor drives in and a reach-in foul called. Lakeland's got to start fouling here if they want to get East to the free throw line and stop the clock and hope that East misses some foul shots, which is altogether possible the way they've shot free throws this year. 15 foul. Foul called on Melms. That's his first. Now East inbounds it. Rutkowski to Pate. Pate penetrates. It's pass inside. Knocked away. Another turnover. Lakeland has the basketball with 2:05 to play. Hamlin's going to check back in for the Lumberjacks. Here comes Lakeland. Down by six. Melms with it. Now to Holcomb. Holcomb picked up his dribble now and gets it to Donovan. Holcomb gets it back into the post to Bruckner. He gets fouled by Widmark. A reach and foul, and that means a bonus now for Bruckner. Widmark will pick up the foul. They said Bryce Taylor, but it's Widmark, I think, that got the foul. And it will be... It will be Tom Bruckner at the line to shoot a 1-1 here. 19 foul. The next one's going to be a double bonus. Hamlin checks back in for Pate. So the starting five back on the line now, or back in the game for East. That free throw is off. No good. Hamlin with the rebound. A big miss on the front end of a 1-1 for Tom Bruckner. East with the rebound. Taylor in the backcourt with it. Needs some help all the way in front to Dimka. Now East is going to slow it down. Run some clock. Why not? Force Lakeland to foul. Widmark with it. Back to Taylor. Taylor gets knocked down, and there's the foul. It comes as Levi Herrick will pick up the foul. That's the sixth team foul, so the next one will put East in the bonus. A minute 28 to play. Lumberjacks still lead by six, 57-51. Something tells me they're going to have to make their free throws here in this one. They want to ice this one. Here's Taylor taking the inbound pass to Rutkowski. Gets it into the front court. Penetrates inside to Hamlin, and he will dunk. Barely got over the rim, but he dunked. And it's 59-51. Once again, the guards getting the big guys the ball inside for easy shots. Point-blank range. Lakeland with it. Holcomb wants to drive. Hangs in the air. Shot blocked by Widmark out of bounds. Last touched by East. Lakeland will keep it. We're down to a minute one to play, and it's an 8-point advantage for the Lumberjacks. Lakeland's thinking about panic mode pretty soon here. Holcomb gets the ball in. Bruckner penetrates, throws up a shot, up and in. Nice job by Bruckner. He gets the hoop, and Lakeland immediately calls a timeout. We'll keep it right here with 55.5 seconds remaining. It's once again a six-point game, 59-53 Lumberjacks. East Hoops is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Still to come tonight, DC Everest girls basketball. This is the final week of the regular season for the girls. Everest taking on Eau Claire North on the road tonight, and you can hear that game in its entirety when we're done here. Once again, congratulations to the East girls basketball team. They got their first win of the year last night, went up to Tomahawk and demolished the Hatchets 68-42. We'll have the East girls at Stevens Point in the regular season finale on Thursday night right here. East girls tournament begins next Tuesday, and they will go up to Rhinelander to play the Hodags in their first tournament game next Tuesday night. Rutkowski will inbound it here. Lumberjacks, as you may have noticed, playing Division II tournament basketball in both boys and girls this year. Rutkowski takes the inbound pass, and he is fouled in the backcourt. So now you got to make your free throws. Make your free throws, and you should win the game. 52.5 seconds to play. Rutkowski goes to the line to shoot a one-and-one here. Rutkowski hasn't been to the line tonight. He does have 8 points. Knocked down a couple of threes. First free throw is up and in. Big make right there. 60-53, 7-point game. Second foul shot coming for Rutkowski. He didn't score a lot early in the year, but he's really come on scoring here in the second half of the season. Rutkowski knocks down the second free throw. It rattled around for a moment before it fell in. And Lakeland will have it, 61-53 Lumberjacks. 49 seconds to play. They get it into Bruckner. He drives in, puts it up and in. Way too easy. They didn't have to work for that one at all and didn't use much time either. They get the hoop, 61-55. Once again, a six-point game. Timeout call by the T-Birds. We'll keep it right here, 45.3 seconds. Got to make it work a little harder than that. Got to have run some clock off before they can get a layup. Instead, Bruckner went right down the lane, laid it up and in. Lumberjack playoff basketball is brought to you in part tonight by Ministry Healthcare and St. Clair's Hospital. They're proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. 17 points for Dylan Hamlin tonight. Coming off his 19-point game against West in the regular season finale. Bryce Widmark having a nice night tonight as well. 15 points for Widmark. But credit the East guards for getting them the basketball. Taylor and Dimka and Rutkowski and Pate have done a great job of distributing inside to the big guys. Rutkowski has it in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Dimka. We're going to get a foul, though. Rutkowski got knocked down, and Jaden will go back to the line and shoot a pair here with 40.2 seconds to play. Wildcat picks up the foul for the T-Birds. And Rutkowski with a 1-1 here. Tavian Rising Sun Dowd coming back into the game for Dennis Wildcat. And Rutkowski with a 1-1. First one's on the way, up and in. Jaden Rutkowski knocking him down here in the fourth quarter. 62-55, once again, a 7-point game. Second one coming on the way. Up and in. He got them both. Four in a row here in the fourth quarter for Rutkowski. 63-55. Lakeland quickly ahead. No fouls here. Here's Holcomb for three, and he got it. Brad Holcomb knocked down a three, and we get a whistle and a foul called immediately on the inbound pass, and Rutkowski's going to go back to the line again. Still 31.6 seconds to play. Lakeland is coming down and scoring very quickly, and not much time is going off the clock at all. It's a five-point game once again. 63-58. Rutkowski at the line. That was, what, the 19th foul, so it's still a 1-1 here. First one's on the way, and that rattles off no good. And the rebound grabbed by Lakeland. They hurry it ahead. Melms passed up to three. Now they kick it to the other side. Holcomb for three again. That's too long. Dimka with the rebound, and he gets fouled. Holcomb got a look, but couldn't get it to go. He was a little strong with it, And Dimka pulls away the board. And Tanner Dimka will head to the line and shoot two here in the double bonus. 10th team foul on the T-Birds. 20.4 seconds remaining. Zhang Cheng and Louis Nass getting set to check in for the Lumberjacks. First foul shot for Dimka is up and in. Hamlin and Widmark are done for the night. Big score. Actually, it's Adam Lennar checking into the game. Lennar is in along with Zhang Cheng. Hamlin and Widmark led the scoring attack for East tonight, but they'll be the first ones to tell you the guards made it easy for them. Second foul shot for Dimka up and in. 65-58 Lumberjacks. Lakeland quickly ahead. Clock moving. Bruckner kicks it out to Melms. He launches a three. That's too hard, no good. The rebound is loose. Holcomb grabs it. Gives it off to Tavian Down. Now he kicks it over. Melms is going to shoot a three. That's going to be off the mark. The rebound put back, though, is up and in by Donovan. But there is no time left. And the clock will expire. And the Lumberjacks advance. 65-60, the final score here tonight. And East will move on in the Division II tournament. They'll take on Merrill on Friday night. We'll come back and recap the scoring from this one and let you know what's happening later this week. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hoops on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the East Gym, where the Lumberjacks advance in the tournament. They knock off Lakeland tonight by a score of 65-60. We've got a final from the other side of this bracket. Mosinee edging Medford tonight, 29-28. In a defensive struggle there, but East will move on. They'll take on Merrill on Friday night, and Mosinee moves up. They'll face the Rhinelander Hodags on Friday night as well. Let's recap the scoring from this one. First of all, for the T-Birds, they were led by Tom Bruckner. He had 23. Also in double figures, Brad Holcomb with 14. 9 points for Levi Herrick. 6 for Dan Donovan. 3 for Jory Jurakovic. 3 for Dennis Wildcat. And 2 for Jack Melms. Lakeland was 22 of 55 from the field and 9 of 15 from the line. And they had 10 turnovers in the game. For the Lumberjacks, 4 players in double figures tonight. 17 for Dylan Hamlin to lead the way. 15 for Bryce Widmark. Jaden Rutkowski at 12. 10 for Bryce Taylor. Tanner Dimka added 7 and 4 points for J.P. Lacey. 24 of 44 from the field. 13 of 15 from the line. Knocked down their foul shots tonight, especially in the fourth quarter. They were 6 out of 7 down the stretch. And they turned the ball over 10 times. And it was a question tonight of early in the game, Lakeland went off to a 7-point advantage right away. East could not get the ball inside, but later they exploited the Lakeland zone big time as the guards, Dimka and Rutkowski and Bryce Taylor and Trenton Pate, would penetrate to about the free throw line. The backside of that zone would slide up and leave either Widmark or Hamlin wide open underneath, and East was able to get them the basketball for tons of easy layups tonight. And so credit the guards for really keying this victory. Yeah, the big guys did the scoring underneath, but it was the guards that made it happen as they dished out a lot of assists tonight. Easy shots underneath for both Widmark and Hamlin. With the victory, the Lumberjacks move to 11-10 on the season, and with the loss, Lakeland finishes their season with a record of 11-12. And as we mentioned, the next broadcast for the boys will be Friday night. They'll be on the road at Merrill. That'll be the second game of our doubleheader Friday night. The early game will feature a Division I matchup between D.C. Everest and Eau Claire North in boys tournament basketball. And our next East broadcast will be Thursday night as the East girls will finish up the regular season. They're on the road at Stevens Point. And we'll have that game live for you on Thursday night. Still to come here tonight, it's D.C. Everest girls regular season basketball. They're in Eau Claire North. And we'll join Chris Conley in just a bit and get you out to that one. We want to thanks, Spencer, our engineer tonight. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. And the season continues for the Lumberjacks. As you heard Coach Dimka say in the pregame comments, one of their goals right now is to play in March. And they will move on at least to the end of February as they take on Merrill on Friday night. This is Tom King and your final score once again. The Lumberjacks 65 and Lakeland 60. You've been listening to East Boys Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been listening to Wausau East Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, CoVantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Culverbell Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, InterCity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communication.